Chris Burton is the Vice Chairman of Rail Future East Anglia. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dottie.
So what do you make of this announcement this
morning? Well, I think, like a lot of people, very glad that it's finally decided to tell us, break the secret to us about who's going to get it. And it's probably a good thing that Beely have got it. They've got continuity there. And they've had a bit of a rough deal, having had short franchises so far. But now they've really got to deliver, as have Network Rail, because reliability and dependability is exactly what passengers want. And that's one of the most important things that will have to emerge from this new franchise. But I do notice that amongst all the things they say for West Anglia, which is obviously what you're interested in, they don't mention anything about Wisbeach. But one very good bit of news is they're actually going to have an hourly service between Peterborough, Ely, Newmarket and Ipswich, which is very good news indeed. I said Newmarket, I meant Beauston Edmonds. It has been 2 hours for more years than I can remember, and nobody can ever remember which hour it's actually running. So an hourly service is a good improvement there.
Okay, so the same trains, but potentially changes to the actual services that are running here.
Yes, I think so. One of the innovations, it probably won't affect anybody in Cambridge or Ely. Ely it will, because they're going to run a new service from Norwich to Cambridge via Ely and Waterbeach, and probably Cambridge North, that will go right through to Stansted Airport.
Okay.
And that is new. What they're going to do is effectively extend the current Norwich to Cambridge service through to Stansted. And that will be a great beneficiary, very beneficial to people who live in Ely and Waterbeach and all around those catchment areas, which are very much in your broadcasting area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the government has said that for this franchise, it's going to be imposing targets for operational performance of 93%. That's up from the current level of around 89%. Do we think that will actually have an impact?
Well, yes, I think it will have an impact. I mean, they certainly should be able to say that if they're going to have new trains. But as I said at the outset, the most important thing is you can have new trains, but if the infrastructure isn't up to it, and it should be, then they won't be reliable. So Network Rail is an equal partner in this, and Department of Transport may, so to speak, have Abellio's feet to the fire, but Abellio, in turn, will have to have Network Rail's feet to the fire as well, because Network Rail have probably got the greater challenge.
Okay, and you said it's a good thing that this is a kind of longer term franchise, that they've got the deal for the next decade. Why is that so good?
Well, because nobody can plan and nobody can invest, above all, if they have a short term franchise, because they're never going to get the money back. It is a business. The people who run the franchise companies, I know the unions don't like it, but the franchise companies are private businesses. They have to make a return. They're not running a charity. And you can't do that in 2 or 3 year bits, not when you're doing major investment. It takes a long while to come back. So you've got to have a franchise for at least 5 years, and in this case, for 9.
Okay, Chris Burton there, who's the Vice Chairman of Rail Future East Anglia, which looks at the kind of quality and regularity of rail services right across the east of England. Quite optimistic, I think, about this announcement, which came just about an hour and a half ago, that Abellio will be taking over or carrying on with the franchise for railway services in many parts of Cambridgeshire.